You are about to hear a brief excerpt from The Four Horsemen of the Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Apocalypse, how the bigotry and incompetence of four aid scientists at the CDC helped create the chronic fatigue syndrome disaster. The provocative book is available on Amazon. Click the link below to learn more about the book. One of the most controversial series of stories that my newspaper broke involved our coverage of a distinguished scientist, Peter Duisberg, who raised serious questions about the HIV theory of AIDS. I ran stories about Duisberg numerous times, on the cover of New York Native. You could say that Duisberg was the kid who said the emperor had no clothes on, but this kid had a genius grant from the National Institutes of Health and was considered to be doing Nobel-caliber work. As I watched Duisberg's critique suffer the slings and arrows of the powerful and corrupt scientific establishment, I began to fully understand how political science is in general, and how sinister the politics of AIDS are in particular. While I don't agree with everything Duisberg has to say about AIDS, I try to give his critique of HIV the respect it deserves in my book on him and his followers. And the political attacks on Duisberg are part of the inspiration for my book Iatrogenocide, Notes for Political Philosophy of Science and Epidemiology. The more my newspaper covered the connection between AIDS and chronic fatigue syndrome, and the HHV6 challenge to the HIV theory of AIDS, the more controversial it became. One Nobel laureate let me know what the scientific community thought of New York Native, when he said to me on the phone, "If it's in your newspaper, I know it's not true." And it wasn't just the AIDS medical and scientific establishment that wanted us to shut up. The AIDS activist group, ACT UP, which posed as a revolutionary group demanding more funding for AIDS research, turned out to be just a de facto street mob arm of the AIDS establishment. Their supposed activism and angry performance art were essentially premised on the government's AIDS paradigm. I got a taste of what they were really up to when Peter Duisberg was about to share his ideas about AIDS with a presidential committee in the 80s, and ACT UP members stood up to boo him. They were not only out to silence Duisberg, eventually they voted to boycott my newspaper, and they played no small role in the eventual demise of New York Native. I refer to the AIDS activists as the Blackshirts in my play about the AIDS epidemic, The Black Party. I always held out hope that my newspaper would receive support from the chronic fatigue syndrome community. We made a mark on journalistic history by assigning a writer, Nina Ostrom, to cover chronic fatigue syndrome in virtually every issue of my paper starting in 1988. Article after article showed the connections between chronic fatigue syndrome and AIDS. We also published 3 books by Ostrom, What Really Killed Gilda Radner, 50 Things You Should Know About the Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Epidemic, and America's Biggest Cover-Up. While we were doing that, the Centers for Disease Control and the so-called AIDS czar, Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, were refusing to even admit that CFS was a real medical condition, let alone another face of AIDS. With a few notable exceptions, the chronic fatigue syndrome community was not happy about our reporting on the links between AIDS and chronic fatigue syndrome. In a way, the fact that AIDS has never ceased to be a gay disease in the public mind is confirmed by the resistance of the chronic fatigue syndrome community to even discuss the obvious AIDS and CFS connections. I've said on numerous occasions that members of the CFS community would rather die than admit they are in any way linked to the AIDS epidemic, and, unfortunately, more than a few have. I think I have learned more about the degree to which heterosexism and homophobia are hardwired into our science and culture from the CFS community than I have from any other stories about homophobia that my gay newspaper covered in its 15 years of publication. You have just heard a brief excerpt from The Four Horsemen of the Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Apocalypse, how the bigotry and incompetence of four AIDS scientists at the CDC helped create the chronic fatigue syndrome disaster. The provocative book is available on Amazon. Click the link below to learn more about the book. Also, if you have Spotify, you can listen to the bestseller about Anthony Fauci. The link is also below.